A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, we were all given to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord. Pentecost kind of sneaked up on me a week early this year. Last Thursday, I flew from Rome, Italy, to Atlanta, Georgia, to preside and preach at a 15th birthday quinceañera celebration. Sochi, the young girl whose birthday we celebrated, whom I've known since she was born, celebrated this popular Latin American rite of passage, her 15th birthday. It was a beautiful example of the complex, diverse world that we live in today. Born in the U.S. of a Mexican mother and a Honduran father, Sochi moves very easily and fluidly between her different worlds. Her beautiful Spanish intermingles with her perfect English, spoken, of course, with a lovely southern Georgia accent. She's right at home in a world of multiculturalism and diversity, and she understands what it means to live in this complex world of multiple languages and religious beliefs, different cultural traditions and political philosophies. The day after the birthday celebration, I was blessed with another wonderful and early Pentecostal experience. I participated in the Sunday Gospel Mass at Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Church in the heart of Atlanta, Georgia, right across the street from where Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change. Two of my Dominican brothers, Bruce and Jeffrey, accompany and pastor this wonderful faith community where Africans and African Americans pray alongside Afro-Caribbeans, white and Asian families. During the Mass at one point, young people joined hands and voices with the elderly to sing the gospel hymn, Never Alone. I thought to myself, yeah, if we lived this way every day, we wouldn't ever be alone. Like the quinceañera celebration the day before, it was a beautiful mosaic of color and voice and faith and hope, a real icon of the reign of God that Jesus spoke of. Isn't this what we celebrate today? Are these two stories from my week in Atlanta not an image of what happened in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago when the community of disciples gathered to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost? St. Paul tells us in today's second reading from the letter to the Corinthians, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. We're one body, but we're made up of many different parts. Some of the fiercest, most difficult struggles in the early church had to do with the community's grappling with this tension between diversity and unity. It wasn't clear at first for the first Christians just how they were to bring together Jews and Gentiles, the circumcised and the uncircumcised, rich and poor, slave and free, men and women. But the Spirit that Jesus breathed onto the disciples opened the way for new and deeper levels of understanding and communion. And thanks to the presence and movement of the Spirit, the early church grew into an image of the reign of God. So what has happened? How is it possible to live in a world in which different peoples and different cultures mix and intermingle daily, where email and Facebook and the myriads means of social communication unite us on so many different levels, and at the same time continue to experience the agonizing hatred and division caused by war and violence and racism and the rabid intolerance toward people of other countries and religions. How can a supposedly Christian minister publicly burn the holy book of the Muslims, the Quran, and say he believes in the Holy Spirit? The city of Jerusalem, the place where the Holy Spirit first descended upon the disciples of Jesus, is a painful microcosm that daily reminds us of the unfinished ministry of healing that Jesus inaugurated in his own lifetime. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. Have the Christian churches themselves ever really understood the healing, unifying power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus breathed onto his disciples? Pope Benedict XVI recently wrote in his apostolic exhortation Verbum Domini the following: "The scriptures themselves contain Jesus' moving prayer to the Father that the disciples might be one, so that the world may believe." All this can only strengthen our conviction, says the Pope, that by listening and meditating together on the scriptures, we experience a real, albeit not yet full, communion. Shared listening to the scriptures thus spurs us on toward the dialogue of charity. So are we ready and willing to enter into this dialogue of charity? Or are we going to continue to demonize and ostracize those who are different, those who think or believe differently than ourselves? My own Catholic Church has to respond more honestly to this very question before we can ask others to do the same. Sister Thea Bowman was a dynamic black Franciscan sister who died of cancer in 1990. A woman of great faith and a powerful preacher, she spoke the truth to the poor and to the powerful, to rich and poor, to her students at the university, and to the Catholic bishops gathered in their annual assembly. Sister Thea knew the sin of hatred and racism, but she also knew the unifying power of the Spirit of Jesus. From the book entitled In My Own Words, we hear Sister Thea inviting us to live this rich spiritual legacy that Jesus left in and through his Holy Spirit. Says Sister Thea, "So many people misinterpret the universality of the Church. They tried to tell us that to be universal was to be all the same. Go into a room and look around and see who's missing, and then send some of your folks out to call them in so that the Church can be what she truly claims to be, Catholic." No one was left out on that Pentecost day 2,000 years ago. Jesus' Spirit descended upon all of them. Their tongues were on fire, and they heard the word proclaimed in all the languages. As Sister Thea said, maybe it's time we go out and invite the world in so that the Church can be what she claims to be, truly Catholic.